We're so much fun, cause naturally, Nationals baseball, come and see. Family, friends, and future stars, Nationals baseball, best by far. We're so much fun, come so naturally, Nationals baseball. We're so much fun, come so naturally, Nationals baseball.
The following is a presentation of Nationals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Nationals Baseball Network.
The wall, it's gone! Bobby Witt Jr., three-homer game! Double-A baseball cannot contain MJ Melendez. Let's take a trip around the bases with Bobby Witt Jr. Hit put into a dive, and again he makes an incredible catch! Scott Gorman's waving around Brewer Hicklin. Fly ball deep into left field. Right field back onto the warning track. At the wall, and it's gone! Brewer Hicklin, his second grand slam in Wichita this season. It clears the bases and gives the Naturals a 5-1 lead in the fourth. Lost the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three! The Northwest Arkansas Naturals, your 2021 Double-A Central Champions!
Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is brought to you by our...
As we're counting down to first pitch, the Naturals and the Wind Surge. The series is even at two games apiece right now. The Wind Surge took the series opener back on Tuesday, 9-3. Naturals win on Wednesday, 8-4. 10-2 win on Thursday for the Wind Surge. Naturals take the fourth game yesterday, Friday night, 3-2. So it's gone back and forth and back and forth. The Naturals, a win today, will potentially secure a series split. And we haven't seen much of those in Northwest Arkansas, or for Northwest Arkansas, start of the season. He's 1-9, 7.70 ERA. So, look, that statistically, it hasn't been a great season for Alec Marsh. There's so much that he's done well, though. 105 strikeouts, still ranks third in the Texas League. He just didn't get any strikeouts for the first time in his career, his last start. It was a rough start his last time. Certainly hoping for better things today for Alec Marsh and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Well, when we come back here on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, we're talking with Tucker Bradley. It's been a really good week for Tucker Bradley. Feels like he's been hitting over 500 for Northwest Arkansas this week. He's been hitting leadoff, so we talk about that. What is he like about hitting leadoff for Northwest Arkansas?
Your hands on several t-shirt giveaways, and don't miss out on a Bobby Witt Jr. bobblehead on Saturday, July 9th, or a bobblehead of former Arkansas Razorback Andrew Benintendi on Saturday, August 6th. And a Nick Prado bobblehead giveaway on Saturday, August 20th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how. Be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-POGOANG.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on
Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, chatting with Naturals outfielder Tucker Bradley. Tucker, really good week for you, but it feels like it's been a good season in general. How are you doing now that we're into the second half?
Yeah, feeling good. You know, just trying to get through the end of the season, try to win some more ball games. You know, try to get this clubhouse going a little bit, you know, enjoying the game.
Hitting over 500 this week, is there something that you felt like is working well for you?
No, we've just been sort of some swing changes with Nooney. you know, open up stance a little bit, trying to get a little bit more rhythm going. And so far it's paid off, so hopefully it continues.
I mean, those changes throughout the season are kind of a fluid thing, right? You're always looking to make adjustments.
Yeah. You know, the pitchers get a scout report on you, you know, so you got to make adjustments as soon as they do. You notice something isn't working and then just adjust it. That's the name of the game, just adjust, adjust, adjust.
How do you adjust in-game? It feels like the last couple of nights you guys have gotten to the starting pitcher early and then he's kind of had your numbers.
It doesn't really change, but, you know, the mindset does. Like, hitting ninth, I have a little bit more time to think, see how the pitcher's reacting. Leadoff spot, you got to be kind of ready to go from the get-go because, you know, most of the time that first pitch is going to be a fastball, so it could be a good one. But, yeah, it's just a little different mindset.
And you've been settling in playing left field just about every day now. How does it help to know that you're going to be in the same spot, at least defensively, game in and game out?
Yeah, it's nice. Left field's pretty much been my primary since college, you know, with the other two trickling in here and there, filling in. It's a comfortable feeling, you know, just being able to, you know, you're going to do the same thing for all nine.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, visiting with Naturals outfielder Tucker Bradley. Since last time
he threw a lot of changeups and sliders to me.
But you got him in college, right?
Yeah, I got him a couple of times, but he probably has my number more than I do.
What is the relationship like? You guys from Georgia now in the professional ranks, I'd imagine you guys were pretty close-knit in college and still stay in contact now.
Yeah, we got a good group of guys still in pro baseball, luckily. Bunch of guys from my class, the class behind me, and we actually have like a little group message on Twitter and Snapchat, you know, it's to keep up with, see how the guys are doing, dealing with injuries, some of them, but, you know, it's just nice to, you know, see some of those guys from back home.
I mean, even outside of the couple of at-bats that you have against Emerson, you're still rooting for those guys, right? I'd imagine you were locked into the Futures game when you could be.
Yeah, of course, you're always rooting for those guys, you know, as soon as they get promoted, you're excited for them. One of my buddies just got back on the mound for Tommy John, another one just got to most. Yeah, I'd say just knowing the game, you know, relaxing, not stressing over one at-bat. Like, you're going to have 400 at-bats this season. Like, 0-for-4s don't mean nothing. Like, you're going to have your 3-for-4s, 0-for-4s. Like, just enjoying the game is the main thing that I've come to realize, like, can be taken away at any time. So just enjoy it.
Throughout the 0-for-4s, the swing changes, it feels like it's been pretty consistent for you from the start of the season. Is there somewhere that you still want to grow the most overall in the game of baseball? Where do you see yourself wanting to get to before this season ends?
Yeah, just continue to put up some power numbers, you know, trying to drive the ball in the gap. More so, home runs aren't my game, but, you know, that's what I talked to Drew Saylor about a lot. Like, just because you're not a home run guy, don't mean you're not a power guy. You can drive the ball in the gap, you know, get those doubles, triples, make stuff happen on the bases, and then, you know, just, I'd say just continuing that mindset.
Part of the beautiful thing about being as close as Northwest Arkansas is to Kansas City, or even here in Wichita, a lot of those people from Kansas City, like a Drew Saylor, come through the clubhouse pretty frequently. This week he's in town. What have you been able to learn from Drew?
Yeah, it's just, you know, Drew's main thing is just keep going, keep trusting the process that we always do. He's puts in all our hidden stuff into our minds, and like, just, you know, his energy's unmatched. So it's always cool to have Drew in town and just get it going with him.
Well, Tucker, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Best of luck the rest of the season, and look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll be back with starting lineups after this on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Every Friday home game in 2022 is a fireworks Friday with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Stay late every Friday night and Saturday, September 17th, as the Royals' top prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Window World, America's largest window replacement company, has just what you need when it comes to windows that enhance, beautify, and add value to your home. Like our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows, all with lifetime warranties. But did you know we can also provide you with the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding and guttering, and we even offer specialty windows and new construction windows. Window World, America's exterior remodeler.
And on the mound for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, it's the right-hander, Alec Marsh. On the other side, the Wichita Wind Surge, Minnesota's AA affiliate, leadoff Edouard Julien, Batting second is the third baseman.
At your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
Attending a Northwest Arkansas Naturals game at Arvest Ballpark is even more fun in a group of family and friends. Special group ticket rates are available for groups of 11 or more at each Naturals home game. Consider our home plate party.
Union serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
The 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball is jam-packed with theme nights you'll want to be at the ballpark for. Bowback Night returns on Saturday, July 23rd with retro-inspired jerseys and caps, plus a special strike bobblehead giveaway. And Los Naturales del Noreste de Arkansas are back on August 4th and 5th, plus Saturday, September 17th. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
The countdown is on to Naturals baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
On a nice and comfortable Saturday evening in Wichita, Kansas, Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball is on the air. We're getting set for the fifth of six Naturals. Well, the Wind Surge participating in Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight. And they're wearing Black Panther-themed jerseys. They're gray with a graphic of the Black Panther on front. Black sleeves on the jerseys. Black numbers, which may make my life a little difficult. Can't tell who's who. They're paired with the white pants and navy caps. Naturals in their navy alternate tops with gray pants. First pitch time and temperature today brought to you by Straits Lawn and Garden with the right outdoor furnishings and that big Green and Grill. To make those summertime cookouts and outdoor times enjoyable, see Straits in Springdale. Well, it's 70 Nick Lofton and Tyler Gentry are the first three due up in the order for Northwest Arkansas. Outfield shades to push, infield plays Bradley to pull, and the 1-1. This is up and in, three balls and a strike. It's been a great week for Tucker Bradley at the plate. And three hits yesterday and drew a walk. Had a couple of hits in the game on Thursday. Walked three times in the win on Wednesday. Three hits and a walk on Tuesday. And he looks at ball four, up and in. Tucker Bradley draws a leadoff walk here in the top of the first inning. Naturals have the first man on. Defensively, behind Brent Hedrick, the left fielder's Cole Sturgeon with Deshaun Kersey Jr. up. Brent Hedrick, a 2019 draft pick by the Minnesota Twins. He's 24 years old, their ninth-round pick out of Illinois State. A one, flails high and away. One ball and one strike. He was teammates at Illinois State for three seasons with Naturals outfielder John Rave. Of course, today is John's one day off this week. He was a little bummed when I talked with him in the clubhouse. He would have loved to face Brent. They were really close. 1-1, misses high and away. Two balls and a strike to Lofton. Nick 0 for 5 yesterday. Struck out a couple times. Snapped a 14-game on-base streak. Six-game hitting streak as well. Right-handed hitter against the lefty Hedrick. Into his motion, the 2-1. Flied the other way, foul to the right out of play. Counts two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. 0-0 our score here in the top of the first inning from Wichita. Second to last game, the penultimate game. Fifth of six this week between the Naturals and Surge. 2-2. Misses away. Three balls and two strikes. The count's full. Well, Brent Hedrick was promoted to AA Wichita a week ago, last Saturday, the 23rd of July, and then he had to pitch that game against Tulsa. 2-2's found back to the screen. Well, the 3-2's found back to the screen. We'll do it again, 4-3-2. Came out of the bullpen behind Louis Varlin. It was not good. Seven runs on 10 hits, five of them home runs. Across two and a third innings of relief, he took the loss in the game. Three balls and two strikes on Lofton. Infield shade to the right-handed hitter to pull the payoff pitch. Fouled off to the right out of play. Really good battle here for Nick Lofton with Brent Hedrick. We'll do it again. The count's full, 3-2. Eighth pitch of the plate appearance coming up. This is what you want to see from the top of your order. Tucker Bradley worked a good at-bat. Now Nick Lofton's really battling. We'll do it again. 3-2, the pitch home. High ball four. Nick Lofton draws a walk. Back-to-back walks for the Naturals to open up the top of the first inning. Alex Nash is the home plate umpire calling balls and strikes. Ben Engstrand is the first base umpire. Jake Bruner, the third base umpire. The catcher, Jair Camargo, walks out behind the mound with Hench for his call-up to Double-A. A well-deserved promotion. First pitch to Tyler Gentry. Sails outside for a ball. Counts 1-0. Gentry, like Lofton, 0-for-5 yesterday. Struck out a couple of times. The pitch floats away. 2 balls and 0 strikes. What we've seen from the Naturals, a lot of this week. Right, foul territory. First base Williams dashes towards the Naturals dugout. Onto the warning track in front of the Naturals dugout. He reaches back towards the field and makes the catch. In foul territory, there's the first out. So Brent Hendrick finally has his first out here in the top of the first inning. Still two runners in scoring position for the Naturals. With one out. Here's Logan Porter, the first baseman. Homered in his first trip to the plate yesterday to open the second. Finished the day 2-for-4. He also doubled in the eighth. 2 on, 1 out. The first pitch to Porter. He's called a strike at the top of the zone. Changeup makes it nothing in one. He has hit in his last two games. Up to 10 homers on the season. And 41 driven in. A .309 batting average. The 0-1. Fastball just misses outside. He leads the Roy. First pitch. Matias looks at the ball down and in. 1-0 the count. He had a good day yesterday. 2-for-3. Singled in the second and then again in the sixth. Reached on catcher's interference in the eighth. The ball and no strikes. The pitch home. Bouncy ball hit sharply, fielded on a knee by the third baseman, Encarnacion Strand. Up over to first in time. I mean, that ball was smoked right at it. See, the Matias hits it hard, but grounds out to end the top of the first inning. Well, the Naturals do score a run. A run on no hits, a couple of walks, and a sacrifice fly. No errors on a runner left off. After happening to play, Northwest Arkansas leads Wichita 1-0. They go to the bottom of the first from Riverfront Stadium. Windsurge coming to bat.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer is your home cleaner.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball at nwanaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
What if there were a university where you earned not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Alec Marsh, and you're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball. Let's get back to the ballpark with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the bottom of the first inning from Wichita, Kansas. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals lead the Wichita Wind Surge 1-0. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that are in points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC, credit cards subject to credit approval. As we head to the bottom of the first inning, Alec Marsh takes the mound for the Naturals. The 24-year-old native of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, making his 18th start for Northwest Arkansas. 1-9 record, a 7.70 ERA. Faces Edouard Julian to start things off. And the first pitch misses down low. Guises at 1 in the bottom of the first inning. Straight away center field. 455 feet. Goodness gracious. Wow. So one batter into the bottom of the first inning. The wind surge have tied it up. Here's Edward Encarnacion Strand, the right-handed hitting third baseman. First pitch. Misses inside for a ball, 1-0. Those home runs are really the bugaboo with Alec Marsh. That's the 18th he's allowed this year, which is tied with Anthony Veneziano for the most in the Texas League. And the 1-0. Called the strike, a fastball on the inner edge at 92. Counts 1-1. About a third of the runs he gives up do kind Marsh the 2-2. Bouncing ball hit up the middle, splits the hole into center field, the base hit. A home run and a single for Christian Encarnacion Strand. Begin the home run from Julian and a single from Encarnacion Strand. Runner on first, nobody out for Jair Camargo, the right-handed hitting catcher. Infield at double play depth up the middle, the first pitch from Marsh. It's a fastball that just misses down and away. The count's a ball and no strikes. Camargo's reached in his last two games. A ball and a strike. Marsh to Camargo. On the third base side, he kicks and delivers home. Bouncy ball hit to the left side. Past the shortstop, means into left field. Encarnacion Strand is second. Camargo on first. Two on with nobody out in the bottom of the first. Defensively, behind Alec Marsh, Tucker Bradley is the left fielder with Nick Lofton in center field and Sully Matias in right. C.J. Alexander plays third base with Jake Means at shortstop. Brett Bewley at second, Logan Porter playing first, and Sebastian Rivero the catcher. Two on and nobody out. First pitch. Hit off the chest protector of the umpire. Alex Nash calling balls and strikes. The two runners in scoring position, and Encarnacion Strand on third, Camargo on second. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. Tied at one, but the wind surge threatening to take the lead. A one out for Cole Sturgeon, a left-handed hitting left fielder. In the Naturals defensively, Bradley, Lofton, Matias in the outfield. Alexander Means, Bewley and Porter left to right in the infield. First pitch to Sturgeon. Breaking ball swung through a missed. Counts nothing and one. Sturgeon out of the lineup yesterday. Went 0 for 4 on Thursday, but to draw a walk. Longtime Boston Red Sox minor leaguer. Made it to AAA Worcester last season. Well, one misses outside. A ball and a strike. Sturgeon's a kind of fish, right? Am I thinking of a bird? Oh, no, it is a fish. I was thinking Mike Trout, Tim Salmon. Cole Sturgeon needs to be with the Angels. 1-1, a swing and a miss. Counts 1-2. A run home for the wind surge and the leadoff homer from Edouard Julien here in the bottom of the first inning. Runners on second and third with one out. Right on left, the 1-2 pitch home. Fastball sent out of play, foul to the left. We'll do it again, a ball and two strikes. Infield plays Sturgeon to push. Space to work with down the right field line. Infield has the blade a little bit to pull. The 1-2. Driven high in the air and deep to center field. But in the ballpark, Lofton steps back a few paces, makes the catch in front of the warning track. Tagging from third, Encarnacion Strand goes home, and Jair Camargo tags from second and goes to third as Encarnacion Strand scores the sacrifice fly. A sack fly to center field. The wind surge take a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the first. Well, Lofton knew he wasn't going to make the throw home, so he went to third. It was a little offline, and Camargo is in safely. It's home in the bottom of the first inning. Wind surge lead 2-1. First pitch to Andrew Bechtold. Open up the inning and score a couple of runs. Two runs, three hits, no errors, and a runner left on. So it's 2-1 wind surge after an inning. We'll head to the second from Wichita.
Hi, Naturals fans. Have you heard of the newest and nicest airline in Northwest Arkansas, Breeze Airways? If you haven't, listen up. They fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. freeze can save you serious time and money so you can go, see, and do more than ever before. Oh, and they never charge change or cancellation fees. That's pretty nice, huh? Book today at www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup.
Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
This is catcher Sebastian Ribeiro, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked into the Northwest Arkansas Natural Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Natural Baseball Network.
Now we go to the bottom or top of the second inning, I beg your pardon. Top of the second inning. First pitch to Sebastian Ribeiro is popped high in the air. Third base side, shallow left field. The third baseman Encarnacion Strand walks back and makes the catch in shallow left field. One pitch and one out to Sebastian Ribeiro as we open up the top of the second. 2-1 lead for the Wind Surge. Both teams scoring in the first inning. Now find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for details. Left on left, it's Hedrick with C.J. Alexander. First pitch is cut on a miss, nothing and one. C.J., 2-for-4 yesterday. Already his fourth multi-hit game with the Naturals. The pitch home. Fly deep to center field. Kersey Jr. to his left makes the catch. And there's two away. A two gone at the top of the second inning. Here's Jake Means. Shortstop looks at the first pitch in for a called strike. Counts nothing.
Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever, yeah, feel. Together be real, together and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing, refreshing-sipping, moment-stopping, nothing-topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
Now let's go back to Wichita. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank.
Go to the bottom of the second inning. Center field, Lofton actually charges in, makes the casual catch at his shoulder, and there's one gone. Now, Curtinsey Jr. flies out to center field. And there's one gone for Leobaldo Cabrera, who had himself a good game yesterday. 2-for-4 with a home run in the third inning at the time. One of the only runs the Wind Surge got in the game. He also had an assist from right field for Northwest Arkansas. Or for Wichita, I beg your pardon, over Northwest Arkansas. Here's Ernie Yank, the left-handed hitting shortstop. Move over to first. Oh, just back in time. Wow. Bounced up the middle, kind of kicked off funny off the mound, it looked like. Got a look on the monitor. Yeah, it hit off the top of the mound, and then off the tip of Jake Mead's glove, the shortstop lost his footing, kind of slipped to the ground. Ball was into right field. Things just spiraling for the Naturals now. Now, Yank on second, Cabrera on third. One out in the bottom of the second inning, back to the top of the order for Edouard Julien, who took Marsh deep in the first inning. First pitch is popped to the left, foul territory, left side. Bradley a long ways to run, the left fielder right up against the foul line. Runner tags from third and is headed home. The throw is well offline, up the first baseline. Sacrifice fly for Julian scores Cabrera from third base, and it's 3-1 in favor of the Wind Surge. Ernie Yake moves second to third as well in the sacrifice fly. So Yake on second. Our run home here in the second. 3-1 lead for Wichita. Infield plays back for Christian Encarnacion Strand, the third baseman. He looks at a fastball down the middle for strike one. Now it's no balls and a strike. Encarnacion Strand singled in the first inning, came around to score on a sacrifice fly. And the pitch, swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. Nothing and two, the count. Marsh trying to send this game to the second as the Naturals trail by two runs. 0-2 the count. Marsh from the third base side home. Blows a fastball past Encarnacion Strand. Three pitches, three strikes, and Marsh has his second strikeout. A couple of pitch in the middle of the inning add a run for the Wind Surge. A run on two hits, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the third inning. It's 3-1, Wichita leading the Naturals.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
Wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
You love your truck, and Plaza Tire Service is here to help make it even better with custom wheels, leveling kits, and the area's biggest selection of ATs and mud tires in all the most popular sizes. Plaza Tire Service has the tires you want. Plus, with our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed options, you can make it easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. When you're ready to upgrade your truck, see Plaza Tire Service.
Hi, I'm Matt Mobby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
This is infielder Brett Buehle, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked into the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Now we go to the top of the third inning. Brett Buehle looks at strike one of the count, no balls and a strike on the Naturals' number nine hitter. Welcome back to the ballpark. I'm Nicholas Batters. So glad to have your company. 3-1 lead for the Wind Surge over the Naturals. Brent Hendrick with the next pitch. Misses outside. It's 1-1 to Buehle. 9-1-2. He'll be followed by Tucker Bradley and Nick Lofton. The pitch home. Chaz misses inside. 2-1 to Buehle. His first start of the week. He usually gets one or two a series. Batting .213 this season. Two home runs and nine driven in. Misses up high. Three balls and a strike. After a first pitch strike, Brett Buehle's looked at three straight balls, and despite the inconsistent playing time, he's reached in five straight ball games. 3-1 home, swing and a miss. He can't connect with a fastball, and the count's full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes in the payoff. Line back to the screen, foul. We'll do it one more time. The count holds full, 3-2. Brent Hendrick kind of struggled in the first and then walked a couple, allowed a run to score through 25-pitch clubhouse show pregame guest. He looks at a strike. It's nothing and one. Bradley walked to begin the first. He came around to score on the Logan Porter sack fly. On one pitch, Hendrick to Bradley, left on left. Misses down and away, 1-1. July the 30th, 2018, the Naturals beat the Arkansas Travelers 3-2 at Dickey Stevens Park. early lead for the Naturals. A couple of runs in the third inning. Court Peterson homer to center. Samir Duenas grounded out to score Jackson Flores. And then what was the deciding run in the fifth came home on an error that scored Eric Mejia. 1-1, a big swing and a miss at a ball high from Bradley. 1-2 the count. Foster Griffin struck out 3 over 5 and 2/3 innings. Got his sixth win of the year. Pedro Fernandez and Andres Machado combined for 3 1/3 scoreless innings of work. One, two, just misses outside. Two balls and two strikes. Two-two pitch. Check swinging the ball down and away. Appeal to the third base umpire, and Jake Bruner says he went around. I'm not sure about that. Now Bruner positioned on the first base side of the infield between the mound and second base makes that call. Second strikeout for Bradley. Got a look at the replay on the monitor here. It's even 1-1. Stick around to the next inning or so. I think Benjamin Hill from MILB.com, Ben's Biz. 2-1 misses way outside. The catcher Camargo has to save that one from going to the backstop. Out of his crouch to keep Bewley at first. Wind Surge lead 3-1 in the top of the third with an out and a runner on first. The count 3 balls and a strike. Brent Hendrick on Nick Lofton. Hendrick really a standout pitcher at Illinois State. He was the Missouri Valley Conference Pitcher of the Year in 2019. 3-1 is popped foul to the right out of play. We'll do it again. The count full 3-2. Split last year between the... First pitch to Tyler Gentry misses outside for ball one. That's in the dirt. Camargo picks it up quickly in front of the plate to home Bewley where he is. Counts 2-1. The 2-1. This is up and in. 3 balls and 1 strike to Gentry. On. We go to the bottom of the third inning here in Wichita. It's 3-1 in favor of the Wind Surge.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced smoked turkey breast and Virginia honey ham. Then it's topped with melted Monterey Jack and served piping hot in a perfectly toasted roll. Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
This is Alec Marsh, and you're listening to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Bottom of the third inning from Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals trailer Wind Surge. Wichita Wind Surge 3-1. Alec Marsh back to work. 2 runs the Wind Surge scored in the first and a run in the second. 3-4-5 due up against the Naturals right-hander for Wichita. The catcher checks swinging the ball up and in. He doesn't go around, according to the appeal of the first base umpire, Benjamin Engstrand. Count is one ball and no a runner on first. Nobody out here in the bottom of the third inning for Chris Williams. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card from Arvest Flex. Just the level of competition with high school baseball wasn't there. 2-0. Fouled the other way to the right, 2-1. He shows up to practice. You have kids in jeans and hoodies, sneakers, rather than dry fit shirts and baseball pants and cleats. First pitch to Cole Sturgeon. He's in for a strike, nothing and one. Well, part of his recruiting class, now they didn't get to Tempe, but he was a part of the same recruiting class going into Arizona State as Bo Bichette and Gavin Lux, two of the big stars of Major League Baseball now. 0-1 just misses inside, 1-1. Obviously, Bo Bichette doing great things for the Toronto Blue Jays. Gavin Lux has played several years with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, Gavin Lux from nearby Kenosha, Wisconsin. Arizona State coaches were going to scout Gavin. A ball and a strike of the pitch to Marsh. Breaking ball. Swung and missed by Sturgeon down and away. 1-2 the count. So Arizona State's recruiting coordinator, Ben Greenspan, went out to Wisconsin to watch Gavin Lux. And Alex's coaches were adamant, you got to see this Marsh kid play. Ben Greenspan did. He liked what he saw. The 1-2, a check swing down and in. Appeal to the third base umpire. Jake Bruner says he didn't go. Counts even 2-2 on Cole Sturgeon, who flied out on a sacrifice fly to center field in the first inning. That's funny how things work out like that, isn't it? The 1-out pitch. Bounce to the first baseman, Porter. Goes to second for one. Means back to first. Not in time. A double play doesn't work out. 3-6, the fielder's choice. Sturgeon on first with Camargo out at second. There's two away for Andrew Bechtel, the designated hitter. 3-1 lead for the win search here in the bottom of the third inning. Five of Porter and into right field. That'll score Bechtel from second base. Percy Jr.'s into second, standing up. Back-to-back doubles league. Frisco Rough Riders and the Springfield Cardinals at Hammonds Field in Springfield. That game in the bottom of the second inning right now. 1-0 lead for Frisco. Jack Leiter pitching for Frisco. Coming up here in just a few minutes, three games get going at 7:05. San Antonio and Midland from Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland. Arkansas and Tulsa from One Oak Field in Tulsa. Corpus Christi and Amarillo from Hodgetown in Amarillo. So the Missions and the Rockhounds in Midland, the Travelers and the Drillers in Tulsa, the Hooks and Sad Poodles in Amarillo all get going soon. And the Rough Riders lead the Cardinals 1-0 in the second inning from Springfield. It's a look around the Texas League, the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Walmart. Runner on second, Kersey Jr. with two outs for Leobaldo Cabrera. Swings and misses, and the count's 0-1. Cabrera singled and scored in the second inning. Batting for the second time today. Two runs home for the wind surge, leading 5-0. Pitch misses down and away. One ball and one strike to count. Ernie Yake, the shortstop, due up next. Leobaldo Cabrera, the native of Venezuela. Second year wind surge. Just feels funky to say. A ball and no strikes the pitch. Or a ball and a strike. Foul back to the screen. 1-2. 5 runs on 8 hits for the win surge. 1 run on no hits for the Naturals. A pitch. Back to the screen. Foul. We'll do it again. 1-2 the count. A ball and two strikes on Leobaldo Cabrera. Two outs in the bottom of the third inning. Wind surge leading 5-1.
covered. Visit our website, MidwestBlock.com, to create your own building ideas, and then let Midwest Block and Brick provide the finishing touches on your unique and modern landscape project. Come see us.
For a complete game schedule and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact Johns, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. Johns Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractors, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
This is Logan Porter, and you're listening to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Top of the fourth inning from Wichita's Riverfront Stadium. First pitch from Brett Hendrick to Logan Porter. Misses outside. From the third base side into his motion, he kicks in the 1-2. Bounced foul towards the far end of the wind surge third base dugout. It's a ball and two strikes. 0-1 to Mateus. Misses outside. 1-1 the count. Suli grounded out in the first. He's 0-1 today. Look, those... One missed strike three call isn't going to change the game for the Naturals. It does not. That was when Asa Lacy was pitching and Alex Nash was behind the home plate on Wednesday. I hate singling these guys out. I've never seen a smaller strike zone than what we saw from Alex Nash on Wednesday. The 2-2 pitch. Misses high. Three balls and two strikes. Now he's opening the strike zone up by 6 inches on the inner edge of the plate. Can't be doing that. Three balls, two strikes to Mateus. The payoff from Hendrick. Driven high in the air. Deep out to right center field, but playable for Kurzu Jr. He Carioca steps back towards the warning track. Deep in right center, he makes the catch. And there's two away. Naturals have been set down five in a row since the Brett Beaulieu walk in the third inning. And 11 of the last 12. First pitch to Sebastian Rivera. He's in for a called strike. It's nothing and one. Rivera flied out to left field in the second inning when Hendrick retired the Naturals 1-2-3. The 0-1 pitch misses outside 1-1. Right on left matchup, Hendrick the lefty. Into his motion and home with the 1-1. Misses down and in, two balls and a strike. Well, normally the Naturals are really good against left-handed pitching. Left-handed starters in general, this year the Naturals against lefties are 8-3. Now they've faced fewer left-handed pitchers than any other team in the league because they have the most left-handed pitchers in this league. 2-1. Big swing and a miss makes it 2-2. Now, some of those left-handed pitchers have gone up. Drew Parrish. Asa Lacy's out of the...
Protect our drinking water source, Beaver Lake. The team at Beaver Water District supports the high quality of life and growth here in Northwest Arkansas, and we are proud to say, go Naturals.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Ugh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Now let's go back to Wichita. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
On to the bottom of the fourth inning, 5-1 lead for the Wichita Wind Surge over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. It'll be 9-1-2 for the Wind Surge. Ernie Yake, Edwin Julian, Christian Encarnacion Strandu up against Alec Marsh. Into his fourth inning of work. Does not look like there's any activity in the bullpen yet. First pitch to Yake for Marsh is in for a strike, 0-1. Well, through three innings for Alec Marsh, he's thrown 55 pitches, 40 of them for strikes. The problem there, it's almost too many strikes. A lot of his stuff has been put in play, like that one from Ernie Yake, a bouncing ball through the right side, a base hit in the right field. Yake is 2-for-2 today. He doubled in the second inning. Already 5 runs on 9 hits for Alec Marsh. His career high is 10 hits, which he gave up on June the 11th in Tulsa against the Wind Surge. Also the most a Naturals pitcher has given up this year. He's one away from tying that. Here's Edwin Julian back to the top of the order. The Wichita second baseman, left-handed hitter, has driven in 2 runs today. First pitch from Marsh. Misses outside, 1-0. Julian homered in the first, then a sacrifice fly in the second. That home run to center field, 455 feet. Marsh kicks in the 1-0. Misses outside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. 5-1 lead for the Wind Surge in the bottom of the fourth inning. Infield shaded at double play up the middle. Infield in general slightly to pull for the left-handed hitting Julian. 3 balls and 1 strike and the pitch. Driven the other way. Deep to left field. Bradley back towards the warning track. At the wall, it's gone. Into the Wind Surge bullpen. A 2-run home run for Edouard Julian. 1-0 pitch. Foul back to the screen. 1-1. Seven runs on 10 hits. Foul back to the screen. 1-2. Right on right. A 1-2 pitch home. Foul back to the screen. We'll do it again. A ball and 2 strikes. One and two. He kicks and delivers. Line drive to left field. Bradley back a couple steps. Twists to his left and makes the catch. And there's the first out of the fourth. Don't make the box store mistake and buy a mower from somewhere that has no service, no repair shop, and no parts. Visit Straits Lawn and Garden today and see the largest selection of Gravely mowers at Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale. Here's Jair Camargo, the catcher, right-handed hitter, looks at a ball high and away. It's 1-0. Big swing and a miss. 1-1. Camargo 2-for-2 today, singles in the first and third. Swing and a miss at a ball down and away. A ball and 2 strikes. One out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 7-1 lead for the Wind Surge over the Naturals. And the pitch. Bouncy ball hit just inside the third base bag. Backhanded by Alexander. And the start of first is on target. And there's 2 away. Base is empty with 2 outs. Marsh, a good rebound after allowing the 2-run homer. Swinging a foul tip held on to by Rivero. no balls and a strike. Marsh into his motion and the pitch. Found back to the screen. 0-2. No balls and two strikes on Chris Williams, who's 0-2 today. Back to the bases empty, two outs in the seventh. Two runs home for the win surge. They scored a run. They scored two in the first, one in the second, two in the third, and two in the fourth. The 0-2 home. Breaking ball down and away. Tried to get Williams to chase. He held up. Counts 1-1. Marsh ended the second and the third innings with strikeouts. That's three today. Bullpen still quiet. A lot of guys stretching, but no actual activity. The 1-2 pitch. High in the air. Left center field. Bradley has it in his sights. The left fielder drifts quickly to his left to make the catch. In left center to end the fourth. But Wichita scores two more runs on a pair of hits. No errors and nobody left on. It's 7-1 Wichita as we head to the fifth from Riverfront Stadium.
Grasshopper is the king of all the zero turns on the market. Did you know they were the first zero turn made and their product is made in the USA? Grasshopper has out front and mid-mount zero turns. They have gas and diesel models. The deck sizes range from 41 inches to the large 72 inches. Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale, the largest Grasshopper dealer in the four-state area.
Enjoy the ultimate in pricing and flexibility with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack. Our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year. Stop by the Arvest Ballpark box office on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit NWANaturals.com.
Hey Naturals fans, Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals! Save money. Live better, Walmart.
Now let's go back to Wichita. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Top of inning five from Riverfront Stadium. 7-1, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals trail the Wichita wind surge. Cody Larson, the right-hander out of the University of Maine, takes over. So four innings for Brent Hendrick. He does not allow a hit, does allow a run. So Larson will take over, has 7, 8, and 9 of the Naturals order, starting with C.J. Alexander and a special guest up in the booth here for the next little while, Benjamin Hill of MILB.com, kind enough to join me. Thanks so much for being here. How's your trip, Oklahoma City to Tulsa, now in Wichita?
It's cooling down a little bit,
yeah,
which is good. And it's been a great trip, yeah, Oklahoma. And this is my first time in Kansas professionally. It's
really
nice to be a professional in Kansas for once.
1-0 pitch to C.J. Alexander. Bounced softly to the right side. The first baseman, Williams, scoops it up. Takes it to the bank himself. And there's one away. Jake Means bats. Well, the Naturals used to be in Wichita as the Wranglers. I know you didn't get a chance to make it out to the old Lawrence Dumont Stadium, but how about Riverfront Stadium? This is incredible.
Yeah, it's a really great ballpark. Large footprint, lots of room to move, and scenic. You know,
just league, which you and I were talking about pregame. A really fantastic league.
Yeah, I think Texas League, there's so many ballparks I need to make return visits to, but a lot of personality and great energy in the Texas League, and it's cool that Wichita's part of it again because you guys stole their team.
That's true. 2-1 pitch misses down and in. 3-1 to Jake Means, the natural shortstop, who struck out in the second inning. We haven't been to Arvest Ballpark, to Springdale, since 2012, and we talked about it a little pregame. What do you remember from that trip visiting the Northwest Arkansas Naturals? 3-1 is...
Things matter most. You need to choose Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Our award-winning, made-in-America, double and triple-pane replacement windows and industry-leading warranties make Window World the number one choice for your next home remodel. Plus, we also offer the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding, and guttering for your home. Truly making us the brand you can trust. Window World, America's exterior remodeler.
Call today for a free in-home estimate.
I get scared sometimes.
Of a lot of things.
Joining in.
Decisions.
The dark.
The dark.
But I once heard someone say.
But as I always say.
It's okay to be afraid.
As long as you face the fear.
And keep moving forward.
Wherever you are in life, count on the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Hey, Naturals fans. Have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas.
It's a 7-1 lead for the Wichita Wind Surge as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Alec Marsh back to work, joined by Benjamin Hill from MILB.com here at Riverfront Stadium. Alec Marsh to Cole Sturgeon. Pitch misses low for a ball, 1-0. We were talking about it yesterday before the game. The pitch clock really speeds things up. All the time that we normally have to tell stories is kind of eliminated now.
Yeah, truncated, I would say.
Truncated,
you,
yes.
You really got to just be on your toes.
1-0 pitch misses high and away. Two balls and no strikes. If anything, it's led me to brevity, because if there's anything that I haven't been in my broadcasting career, it's brief with storytelling.
Well, brevity is the soul of wit, I've been told.
2-0 pitch misses high and away. Three balls and no strikes. We were talking about Turbo Tubs and Growling Chickens before going to break.
We were. Well, Wichita Turbo Tubs, one of their alternate identities, when they announced that, I didn't think their press release did a great job explaining it.
Yeah.
So I had to do some of my own research. And there used to be tub races on the Arkansas River.
Oh, hurts to hear you say it like that.
I was told I had to in Wichita.
That's fair.
I think
I'll
it's like
that.
The law. Arkansas, Arkansas to everybody else.
Well, I didn't know that either. I was like you doing some investigating after that release came out. And just ties perfectly into the region so well.
Yeah, so there was a like a big fair every year, like a 10-day like River Fest, and there would be Turbo Tubs, and they'd be kind of like floats in New Orleans,
right.
You know, these
yeah.
customized tub races, and that seemed like a great bit of local culture.
First pitch to Andrew Bechtold is in for a strike, nothing and one. I mean, and that's where the Growling Chickens comes from, Northwest Arkansas, with the poultry industry being really kind of central in that Springdale, Fayetteville area. The authoritarian part of your job, looking more at the fan experience. Is there anyone that stands out to you in terms of players that you've seen play in the minor leagues? Ground ball hit to the shortstop. Jake.
I saw Juan Soto at
That's
Harrisburg. And knowing there was hype about him and
yeah.
Watching a couple of bats and being like, yeah, he looks good.
Yeah.
What do I know? And then, wow, I mean, okay.
Seriously.
He was good.
A ball on no strikes and Leobaldo Cabrera. Two on with one out. The pitch is a breaky ball in for a strike, 1-1. Deshaun Kersey Jr. is on first base. He reached on what was ruled an E6, an error on the Naturals shortstop, Jake Means. Cole Sturgeon is on second with one out in the fifth inning. And the Wind Surge lead this game 7-1. Marsh into his fifth inning of work from the third base side is 1-1. Pop the other way, foul. First baseman Porter towards the Naturals dugout. He runs out of room. That ball is on the dugout roof, 1-2. But, I mean, that's the cool part of your job at the same time, is that you get to write about the things that other people may not be paying as much attention to in the minor leagues. That's the fun fan side of it, right?
Yeah, the business and culture, what makes each team unique. And I love that that I have that niche. I mean, of course, other people can write about it
sure.
and do sometimes. But, you know, I love having what is essentially my own niche and just not too much competition in my yeah. universe, just how I like it.
You have a stronghold on the
so
right.
I always remembered your name and saw you on Twitter, and then when you went into broadcasting, it was like, wow, that's the ball hawk I wrote about. Like, really cool that he's now part of the minor league universe himself, and here we are talking in Wichita. You just never know.
First pitch to Ernie Yank is popped into foul territory, third base side, towards the Wind Surge dugout. Oh, a couple Wind Surge players scatter for the deck. That lands right in front of the bench. Up their third base side dugout. No balls and a strike on Ernie Yake. But it really was. Growing up, going to games in the California League inspired me to want to go work in baseball. pursue any career in baseball, much less broadcast.
Install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Placid Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Plaza Tire Service.
Every Friday home game in 2022 is a fireworks Friday with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Stay late every Friday night and Saturday, September 17th, as the Royals' top prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
The Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville is a hit with families and children of all ages. With 50,000 square feet of interactive, hands-on experiences in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, the Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone to explore, play, create, and learn. Visit the Amazium and discover the connection between the sciences and arts in the place where curiosity and creativity meet. Make your day amazing with a trip to the Amazium. Open every day except Tuesdays. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
Now let's go back to Wichita. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
On to the top of the sixth. Lyerson kicks in the pitch home. Swing and a miss from Bradley, strike three. And Tucker Bradley down on strikes for the second time today. There's one out in the top of the sixth inning. We saw Cody Lyerson come out of the bullpen for 3 innings in Tuesday's game. Did not allow a run, did allow 4 hits. He's retired all 4 batters he's faced here in this Saturday game. First pitch to Nick Lofton is in for a strike. Counts nothing and one. Lofton, like Bradley, walked in the first inning. The 0-1. Just misses outside. The ball and a strike. Last base runner for the Naturals. A walk in the third to Brett Bewley. It's been 10 straight set down since then. The pitch. Called a strike. 1-2 the count. A ball and 2 strikes on Nick Lofton. 6-run lead. 7-1. For the win surge here in the sixth. And the 1-2 pitch on the inside corner. Called for strike three. Lofton down looking, and there's 2 away. 3 straight strikeouts for Cody Lyerson. Here's Tyler Gentry. It's 4 innings. No 2-pitch. Breaking ball misses down and in. 1-2 the count. Two. Bounce softly. Left side. Third baseman Encarnacion Strand charges Barham. Pick up. He doesn't have a throw to first. And the net. The 0-1 is called for a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and two. No balls and 2 strikes on Logan Porter. Cody Lyerson, the runner on first for Wichita. And 2 outs here in the sixth. Win surge up by 6 runs, 7-1. No balls and 2 strikes. Set of the neck from the first base side. The righty's 0-2 home. On the outside corner, comes for strike three. Porter can't believe it. Just standing there frozen, disagreeing verbally with Alex Nash. He finally walks back towards the dugout, still chirping over his shoulder. Cody Lyerson strikes out 4 around a single. No runs on a hit. No errors and a runner left on. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Still a 7-1 lead for the Wichita Wind Surge over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals.
Golf USA Fayetteville is as golf as it gets. From beginner to PGA Tour member, Golf USA has the experienced staff and the largest selection of the biggest names in golf to help you play better. We offer certified custom club fitting for brands like Callaway, Titleist, Mizuno, and more. And we have huge apparel selections from Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and TravisMathew. Swing by the store at 3184 North College in Fayetteville. Golf USA is your natural choice
for golf in Northwest Arkansas.
The 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is jam-packed with theme nights you'll want to be at the ballpark for. Throwback Night returns on Saturday, July 23rd with retro-inspired jerseys and caps, plus a special strike bobblehead giveaway. And Los Naturales del Noreste de Arkansas are back on August 4th and 5th, plus Saturday, September 17th. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop.
Bottom of the sixth inning from Wichita. 7-1 lead for the Wind Surge over the Naturals, and a new pitcher into the game for Northwest Arkansas. The right-hander Will Klein takes over. Appearance number 20 of the season for him, the 17th out of the bullpen. First pitch to NY Julian. The left-handed hitting second baseman is a ball up and in. 1-0. Julian, Encarnacion, Strand, and Camargo. Top of the order for Wichita, due up. Right on left, the 1-0 pitch. Misses away, 2 balls and 0 strikes. July has been tough for him. An ERA north of 17 this month. The 2-2. Fastball bounced up the middle. The second baseman, Bewley, to his right. On the backhand, his throw to first is well high. Sails over the glove of the first baseman, Porter, and bounces off the railing of the dugout. Edouard Julien reaches on what I would presume is scored an error on the natural second baseman. He had plenty of time, too. He just airmailed it 10 feet over Porter's head. Miraculously stayed in the field of play. One on, nobody, even high in the air, deep to right center field. Gone. Out of the concourse, behind the Naturals bullpen in right center field. Two-run homer makes it 9-1, Wichita. First pitch to Jair Camargo, misses for ball one. Counts the ball and no strikes. That was a breaking ball, middle, drilled to right center field. Next pitch is fouled out of play to the left. Counts 1-1. Looks like Asa Lacy is starting to play catch in the right field bullpen. The ball and a strike. And the pitch misses low. Two balls and a strike. First strikeout for Klein. Right on right, infield plays to pull. And the 0-2 home. Out softly to the left side. Third baseman Alexander charges. And a bouncy ball hits off the heel of his glove at the cut of the infield grass, and there's no play. Third error of the game for the Naturals. Runner on first with one out. Wants to give it a hit. Okay. Williams on first with one out. Two runs home. Wichita scored two in the first, one in the second, two in the third, two in the fourth, and two in the sixth. Double play tapped up the middle. The first pitch to Cole Sturgeon is high for ball one. Sturgeon, 0-1 today. Drove home a run with a sac fly in the first. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the third. And then he walked in the fifth. The pitch. Fouled back to the screen, 1-1. Nine to one lead for the Wind Surge over the Naturals. And the pitch from Klein. Called a strike down and in. 1-2. Lights taking effect here in Wichita. by Bradley in left field. Maybe it's just an RBI double. As Ramon Berrego held up Chris Williams at third base at first. And then he gave him the windmill once Bradley misplayed it off the sidewall in left field. 10-1 the Naturals lead. Or 10-1 the Wind Surge lead. There is an error on the play. Tucker Bradley's second error of the season. Pitch. Just misses down and away for a ball, 1-0. No RBI credited for Sturgeon. Bechtold ahead in the count, 1-0. Right on right with Klein, and the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Rivero. 1-1. There have been two errors here in the sixth inning for the Naturals. That has not helped Will Klein's case at all. And nearly a third by CJ Alexander, though that was ruled a hit. Swing and a miss through the 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Klein. It's 1-2. One and two, and the pitch. In the dirt, a ball makes the count 2-2. Two and two, the count on Bechtold with a runner on second and one out. 9-run deficit for the Naturals in the sixth, and the pitch misses high. It's 3-2. Here in the sixth inning, he checks his swing on a ball that was a strike anyway, nothing and one. Kersey Jr. doubled in a run in the third. 1-for-3 today. Did also reach on an error in the fifth. No balls and a strike. Kicks the 0-1. This is high and away. One ball and one strike. Klein delivers. Swing and a miss. 1-2 on Kersey Jr. A ball and two strikes. Klein is pitch home. Just misses high and away. Two balls and two strikes. Ball got loose in left field, or right field. Naturals bullpen is out to grab it. Two and one. The pitch home. Check to swing and a ball up and in. That's strike three on Kersey Jr. Down on strikes, the second out of the sixth inning. Applying a couple of strikeouts, but three runs have scored here in the sixth. 10-1, the Wind Surge lead the Naturals. Here's Leobaldo Cabrera, 1-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. He singled and scored in the second. First pitch is a check swing, bounced foul. Off the foot of the first base coach, Joe Mangiamelli. Threw it again, no balls and two strikes. Edouard Julien reached on a throwing error from Brett Bewley to open the inning. Rivera was arguing settling with the home plate umpire. I don't know what it was. I think he was saying that the ball hit Sturgeon. Doesn't look like it did. We'll do it again. Leobaldo Cabrera batting. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Ball is in the dirt. Rivero clears room in front of home plate. He throws down to first and the inning ends. Well, through no fault of Will Klein, the Wind Surge score four runs on four hits and I think three errors, maybe four.
Pickett Construction has been handling the Northwest Arkansas community's commercial and residential construction needs. From development, design, and construction, we're here for you no matter the scale of the job. Pickett Construction. You pick it, we build it.
Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straits Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
Now let's go back to Wichita. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Top of the seventh inning, 11-1, the Wind Surge lead the Naturals. One run on one hit and four errors for the Naturals. 11 runs, 14 hits, no errors for the Wind Surge. Alex Phillips, the right-hander, takes over. He'll have 5, 6, and 7 in the Naturals' order. Sule Matias, Sebastian Rivero, and C.J. Alexander. First pitch to Matias. It's a swing and a miss for strike one. Sule's 0 for 2 today, a ground out and a flyout. Cody Larson, two scoreless innings. He allowed a hit and struck out four. 0-1 from Phillips. He's called a strike in the outside corner, nothing and two. Naturals are running the first on a couple of walks and a sacrifice fly. The Wind, two in the third, two in the fourth, and four in the sixth. 0-2. Down and away misses. A ball and two strikes. And the pitch, this is up and in. A ball and two strikes now. Infield plays Matias to pull. It's the Naturals trail by 10. Here's the 2-2 home. Poked the other way, foul to the right. Over the roof of the suite level. They'll try it again, two balls and two strikes. The 2-2, pop foul, straight over our head out of play here in the booth. Phillips to Matias, the 2-2, just misses outside. And we're full, three balls and two strikes. Three and two to Matias. Payoff pitch home. Thrilled the other way, deep down the right field line, but foul. We'll try it again. Three balls and two strikes. Good little battle here. The pitch home. Down and in, ball four. Wow, what a plate appearance for Sule Matias. A 10-pitch walk to open up the seventh inning against Alex Phillips. With a runner on and nobody out, here's Sebastian Rivero. In the top of the seventh inning here, we'll look around the Major League scoreboard. Today's look at the Major League scoreboard brought to you by the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Choose from over 70 different academic programs and chase your dreams at Arkansas's most affordable four-year campus, University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride. Sebastian Rivero fouls the first pitch out of play to the left. Nothing and one. He's 0 for 2 today. Lots of finals around Major League Baseball. And even more games in progress with a few coming up. Rivera bounces the next pitch foul down the left side. 0-2. Mets shut out the Marlins in Miami 4-0. Brewers over the Red Sox 9-4 from Fenway. Blue Jays score 4 in the 6th and beat the Tigers 5. Bottom 5 in Washington. Cardinals lead the Nationals from D.C. 4-1. End of 5 in San Diego. 2-1 lead for the Twins over the Padres. Phillies lead the Pirates 1-0 in the 7th. 2-2, little floater, shallow left field. That's going to drop in for a hit. Up to second base, Sully Matias. Sebastian Rivero has the natural second hit of the day. 2 on with nobody out. In the top of the 7th inning. Here's C.J. Alexander. Bottom 6 of the south side of Chicago. Athletics lead the White Sox 2-0. Top 6, Braves lead the Diamondbacks 4-2 from Truist Park in Atlanta. And middle of the 3rd in Colorado, Dodgers lead the Rockies 3-2 from Coors Field. Cubs and Giants coming up soon from San Francisco. The Rangers and the Angels from Anaheim. Here's C.J. Alexander, left-handed hitter against the right-handed throwing Phillips. First pitch is in for a strike. Nothing in one. Phillips 0 for 2 today, a fly out in the 2nd, a ground out in the 5th. 11-1 lean for the wind surge over the Naturals. Infield to pull, right on left matchup. Phillips is pitch home. Foul back to the screen. The count's nothing and 2. No balls and 2 strikes on the third baseman, C.J. Alexander. Native of Indiana. In his first month with the Royals system. 0-2 swung through, missed for strike 3. It's the first out of the 7th inning. Alexander was one of a couple of players that came over to the Royals and assigned to the Naturals in the trade for a draft pick. Drew Waters, then the Braves' top prospect, plus C.J. Alexander and Andrew Hoffman, who will be the Naturals' starting pitcher tomorrow afternoon, came over. Here's Jake Means, 0 for 2 today. First pitch is bounced just a step foul outside of the third base bag. It's a good play made by Christian Encarnacion Strand, but it was a foul ball. Counts nothing at 1. He fielded the ball, a step into foul territory, and threw across the diamond to first. One to Means, 2 on and 1 out. The pitch behind his head, back to this screen. While the pitch moves everyone 90 feet. Matias second to third, and Rivera first to second. Naturals are trying to get something going, trailing this ball game by 10 runs, 11-1 in the top of the 7th inning. A walk and a single have Matias on third, Rivera on second. A ball and a strike. The pitch to Means misses outside. 2-1 now. They got to get started somewhere, right? Asa Lacy back up and throw him into the Naturals bullpen. Call the strike in the outside corner. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-2. Two outs to the runner on third. Naturals down 11-2. Here's Brett Bealey, the second baseman. 0-for-1 today with a walk. First pitch. Breaking ball misses down and away. This is outside of fastball. 2-0 the count. A 3-0, I beg your pardon. Bullpen. The Twins are one of those organizations really strict with their inning-by-inning pitch limits for pitchers. The 3-2. Breaking ball, fouled back. Bewley just underneath him. We'll do this again. Three balls and two strikes. The count holds full. Well, certainly Matias set the tone early. 10-pitch walk to open the inning. Try it again. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch once more. On the outside, Blue Welcome Centers in Fayetteville or Rogers today. Bottom of the seventh coming up. Nationals down by nine.
Here's to the fearless fight. The comeback. The battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path. A chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball at nwanaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects.
Baseball. Let's get back to the ballpark with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, we're back for the bottom of the seventh inning from Wichita. 11-2 lead for the Wind Surge over the Naturals. Mason Lacy takes over on the mound. It was an inning of work for Will Klein. He allowed four runs, two of them earned on four hits. Four runs on four hits, albeit only two earned. Two balls, no strikes in the pitch home. Fly to left. Bradley charges in, has it in his sights. Makes the catch at his shoulder. One away. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card from Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True. 1-0. Swing and a miss through the breaking ball. Caps 1-1. Now, Asa Lacy pitched out of the bullpen on Sunday and then on Wednesday. Time called. It's two scoreless innings. Didn't allow a hit, but did walk three. Struck out two. 1-2 on Julian. Lacy kicks and delivers from the third base side. Misses down and away with a slider. Or even two balls and two strikes. Two and two. Lacy on Julian. He kicks and delivers. Misses down and in. Count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Christian Encarnacion Strand waits on deck here in the bottom of the seventh with one out in the payoff. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a changeup down and away. Wins the battle with Edouard Julien. The second out of the seventh. Dastardly pitch down and outside. Would have been ball four. That's foul outside the third base bag. We'll try it again. 1-1. Encarnacion Strand, the pitch from Lacy. Drilled in the air to center field. Lofted in to his left. On the run, he makes the catch. And for the first time this season, or first time since April, a 1-2-3 inning for Asa Lacy. No runs on no hits. No errors. Nobody left on. We go to the eighth. It's 11-2 in favor of the Wind Surge.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team. And we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan.
Convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
Now let's go back to Wichita. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Welcome back to Riverfront Stadium. It's the top of the eighth inning. Northwest Arkansas Naturals trail the Wichita Wind Surge. 11-2 is the score in favor of Wichita. Steven Cruz, the tall right-hander, takes over as the top of the Naturals order. Tucker Bradley, Nick Lofton, and Tyler Gentry. Right on left, first pitch to Tucker Bradley. Is low for a ball. One and oh. Two balls, a strike on Bradley. Cruz kicks and delivers. Misses outside. Here's Nick Lofton, one on and nobody out. First pitch misses down and away. 1-0 the count. Bradley on first. 12 steals and 16 attempts this year. I don't think he'll be running in this situation. The Naturals down by 9 in the 8th. 2-1 is lined to left field. The base hit. Nick Lofton aboard. Runners on first and second, striking against Steven Cruz early. Cruz has... Three balls and two strikes. Base is loaded, nobody out. The payoff to Porter. Bouncing ball hit into the dive of the third baseman, Encarnacion Strand. Goes to second for one. Back to first, not in time. That'll bring home a run. 5-4, the fielder's choice. Scores the corners and one out. 11-3 in favor of the win search. The pitch misses high. 1-1 the count. First pitch to Rivero is in for a strike, nothing and one. He singled in the seventh, is one for three today. The Naturals 3 runs on 3 hits now, still 11 runs on 14 hits for Wichita. A one, misses down and away. One ball and one strike. A ball and a strike. And the pitch home. Fouled the other way, off to the right out of play. Counts 1-2. One ball and two strikes here in the top of the eighth inning. Two outs, runners on the corners. Cruz trying to send this game to the bottom of the eighth. He kicks and delivers home. Bounce foul to the left. Slowly rolls back to the screen. Try it again, 1-2. They're forcing Cruz to throw a lot of pitches here. Up to 21, eighth inning. Fourth pitcher of the game for Wichita. Pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Rivero strikes out swinging. The Naturals failed to add any more to the scoreboard here in the eighth. But a run scores on a hit, a walk, and a hit batter. No errors and two left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. 11-3, the win surge lead.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium. Explore science, technology, engineering, art,
games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go, and use promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hi, I'm Matt Mobby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest, cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Now let's go back to Wichita. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Bob bottom of inning 8 from Wichita. 11-3 lead for the Wind Surge over the Naturals. Ace Lacy back to work. He retired all three he faced in the 7th. Starts Jair Camargo off the strike here in the bottom of the 8th, 0-1. Camargo, Chris Williams, and Cole Sturgeon do up. Wind Surge have been set down 5 in a row by Naturals pitching. Wichita, hope you'll be with us at Riverfront Stadium. Andrew Hoffman will go for the Naturals against Simeon Woods Richardson for the Wind Surge. 1-2 pitch. Down low in the dirt, blocked by Rivero. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's encouraging to see Ace Lacy having and recognize the small sample size, but a good amount of success. Maybe we'll see him back in the rotation sooner rather than later. Kicking the 2-2. Down and in. Hits Camargo in the foot. First base runner of the evening for Lacy. Runner on. Nobody out for Chris Williams. Williams, the right-handed hitting first baseman, singled and scored in the 6th inning. Runner on first, nobody out. Ball and a strike, the pitch called for a strike, and it's even 1-1. Ace Lacy kind enough to do an interview with a local TV station yesterday. Was able to listen into his interview, and it was just fascinating to hear his thoughts on coming back from injury. 1-2, misses outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Look, we'll have him on as a pregame guest soon. I do want to talk directly with him, but I enjoyed listening to how he's worked through a lot of mechanical issues. That's been really one of the biggest struggles for him. The mechanical side. 2-2. He's fouled out of play to the right. Trying again, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now for a guy like him listed on the roster, 6'4", 215 pounds, there are a lot of moving pieces in that delivery, right? 3 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch miss, or 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch misses outside. Here's Cole Sturgeon. First pitch. This is down low for a ball. Counts 1-0. Sturgeon, left-handed hitting left fielder. Doubled and scored in the 6th inning after walking in the 5th. Reached on a fielder's choice in the 3rd. Had a sac fly in the 1st. Lacy at 26 pitches. It is 1-0. Just misses low. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Andrew Bechtold now due up.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com.
Go Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment. A new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Go Indigo Sky Casino.
Now let's go back to Wichita. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor.
The left-hander takes over for the ninth inning as the Naturals have three outs to work with, trailing by eight. The pitch is called for a strike on C.J. Alexander quickly. It's nothing and two. Bantley gets down by eight. Plaza Tire Service extra inning show. It's coming up next. We'll recap this game, get you set up for the series finale tomorrow. The pitch called for a strike. Nothing and one. Means 0 for 3 today. Then we drove in a run in the seventh with an RBI ground out. Swing and a miss. Nothing and two. No balls and two strikes on Means. Bases empty and one out in the ninth. Breaking ball just misses inside. That was a close pitch. One and two the count. Denny Bentley, the left-hander, with long, curly brown hair flowing out of the back of his cap. 33rd round draft pick in 2018 out of the Juke Cowley Community College. That was in Arkansas City, Kansas. That wasn't in Texas. Who am I thinking of? I'm thinking of Zach Phillips. Pitch is swung through a miss. Strike three. Means is down swinging for the second out in the ninth. Now Jake Means chases a belt-high fastball. Doesn't chase it. He waves and misses. One of those days. 11-3, the wind surge lead the Naturals. Two out in the top of the ninth inning. And the base is empty. First pitch to Brett Bewley. Set the other way. Foul to the right. Counts no balls and one strike.
But we're far from through. Stick around for the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. We'll look inside the box score, highlights, and analysis of today's game. The Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show is next on the Naturals Baseball Network.
See Plaza Tire Service today for the right tire at the right price right now. Plaza Tire Service is the area's biggest selection of in-stock tires at the lowest price with outstanding service, including our four tires, 1 hour guarantee. Plus, we make the purchase easy on your budget with our Plaza Tire Service card or no credit needed financing options. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. For the right tire at the right price.
Be real. Nothing beats a Naturals game in a suite for groups of four or as many as 55 to reserve a group outing or
home estimate.
What if there were a university where you earn not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
The game is over, but we're far from through. This is the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. It's time now for a look inside the box score with highlights and analysis of today's game. Now let's head back to the stadium. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Welcome back to Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals fall tonight, third time this week. 11-3 is our final score. Well, the Naturals drop to 9-17 in the second half, 40-54 overall. Three runs, three hits, and four errors for the Naturals, who left six runners on. Alec Marsh takes the loss and falls to 1-10 this season. Now, the wind surge improved to 15-11 in the second half, 50-44 overall. And the winning pitcher hasn't been awarded yet. I would think it'll be Cody Larson, two scoreless innings. Box score not yet final online. time of the game and attendance are not official yet either. Well, Naturals scored they were the first team to score for the fourth straight game. A run in the first inning on a sacrifice fly from Logan Porter after a couple of walks to open up the inning. But the Naturals didn't get a hit until the sixth. Four no-hit innings for Brent Hendrick. And then the Naturals didn't get a hit until Tyler Gentry's two-out single in the sixth inning. But that run in the first was the only time the Naturals led. Alec Marsh was roughed up in his 10th loss of the year. 7 runs, 10 hits, and a walk. 4 strikeouts. He did give up a couple of home runs. 2 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the third, and 2 in the fourth for the win surge. So, look, Edouard Julien led off the bottom of the first with a home run. Then Christian Encarnacion Strand singled and scored on a sacrifice fly. It was tough. Wichita really was leading from the opening minutes of this game. 4 more runs in the sixth inning off of Will Klein, though 2 of them were unearned after the Naturals made 3 errors in the inning. There could have been a 4th error made, but it was actually scoring a base hit. Naturals did make it, I shouldn't say interesting. The game was well done. But a run in the 7th for the Naturals and an RBI ground out by Jake Means and a run in the 8th on an RBI ground. Royals organization. Get set up for tomorrow. Back after this.
You love your truck, and Plaza Tire Service is here to help make it even better with custom wheels, leveling kits, and the area's biggest selection of ATs and mud tires in all the most popular sizes. Plaza Tire Service has the tires you want. Plus, with our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed options, you can make it easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. When you're ready to upgrade your truck, see Plaza Tire Service.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever, yet feel together, be real together, and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap twisting, bubbles fizzing, refreshing sipping, moment stopping, nothing topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
Hey Naturals fans, Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and...
I don't. Let's take a look around the Texas League now. The out-of-town scoreboard presented by Walmart. Save money, live better, Walmart. We're the first final in the Texas League tonight. Top of the ninth inning from Springfield, the Frisco Rough Riders lead the Springfield Cardinals 4-1. A good start for Jack Leiter. 5 2/3 innings, he allowed just a run on 2 hits. 4 strikeouts, so the strikeout numbers weren't as high, but really one of his best outings in several months. Again, Frisco leads Springfield 4-1 in the ninth from Hammonds Field. Stretch time in Midland. Middle of the 7th inning from Momentum Bank Ballpark. San Antonio Missions lead the Midland Rackhounds 4-3. 3 runs in the first inning for San Antonio on a pair of doubles. At One Oak Field in Tulsa, it's the bottom of the 6th inning. The Arkansas Travelers lead that one 7-2 over the Tulsa Drillers. Let's see, who was pitching for Arkansas? Taylor Dollard, of course. Running away with maybe the league's Pitcher of the Year award. He still has a 1.63 earned run average. How many innings has he thrown? Defensive game, 3 errors. Mikel Whit Merrifield and Salvador Perez. A couple hits for both him and Vinny Pasquantino, a 2-hit day as well. Good to see Bobby Witt Jr. back in the lineup as the designated hitter. Check around the farm, the Royals minor league system. Omaha beat Syracuse 6-3 today. Really a good, consistent offensive effort from Omaha. Jose Briseño double, tied the score in the second. Drew Waters, a home run on the top of the 3rd inning. and then another in the fifth. Sacrifice fly for Michael Massey in the seventh inning. Brewer Hicklin, his 17th homer of the year in the eighth. And then Michael Massey, an RBI double in the ninth inning. Starting pitcher for Omaha was Daniel Mangdon. It was a good quality start. They improved to 6-4, allowed just one unearned run across six innings. And then Josh Dye, Sam Freeman, and Andres Nunez each contribute an inning of work. In high A, the Quad Cities River Bandits trail the Beloit Skycarp 5-4. That game in the bottom of the eighth inning from ABC's Supply Stadium in Beloit. Gerard Gonzalez, an RBI single in the fourth. Tyler Tolbert, a sacrifice fly. And in the seventh inning, Luca Tresh's 12th home run of the year, a two-run shot. Columbia, the low-A Columbia Fireflies, beat the Kannapolis Cannonballers 3-2 from Kannapolis Atrium Health Ballpark. A run in the sixth and two in the seventh. Logan Glass, a home run for Columbia. No, that was the bottom of the seventh. Enrique Valdez and Eric Pena both had RBI singles in the top of the seventh inning. I mean, really kudos to Columbia putting together a really nice second half. They're actually in first place by a half game over the Cannonballers. So a chance to head into next week. If they can win the series tomorrow, we'll have the Royals minor league report for you tomorrow on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Our next broadcast tomorrow, 1:05 first pitch on the Orth pregame at 12:45. Until tomorrow, for everyone with the Naturals, I'm Nicholas Batters saying so long and farewell from Wichita. 11-3, and the Wind Surge beat the Naturals. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Arvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To stay up with the club, get your tickets for the next game at Arvest Ballpark, or catch every pitch of the action all season long at NWANaturals.com.